to pass the time. Empty cans and bottle slime. This room is almost like a shrine to an idea and the place we've all been looking for. Been searching out forever and it's right behind the door. And I've been searching, searching for the ghost. I saw my version once a long, long time ago. Been searching out forever and I found it here today. And it's changed its meaning but it still feels the same. And bruises on our hearts. Always knowing where we want to go, but we still get lost the river apart. Nothing's ever easy, easy for me. That's the way it's always been, the way it seems to me. And I've been searching, searching for the ghost. Searching now forever and I found it here today. And it's changed its meaning but it still feels the same.
An empty vessel, just machine at the But I think it's time that I think it's time that I think it's time that I give up the ghost.
Behind the pink curtains and the closed door on the first floor, she's listening through the air shaft to see how long a swan song can last. And both hands, now use both hands. Oh no, don't close your eyes. I am writing graffiti on your body. I am drawing the story of how hard we tried. And I am watching your chest rise and fall like the tides of my life. And the rest of it all, and your bones have been my bed frame, and your flesh has been my pillow. I've been waiting for sleep to offer up the deep with both hands. Shadow, we grew less and less tall, and eventually our theories couldn't explain it all. And I'm recording our history now on the bedroom wall. And when we leave, the landlord will come and paint over it all. And I'm walking out in the rain, and I am listening to the low moan of the dial tone again. And I am getting nowhere with you, and I can't let it go, and I can't get
alternative folk icon, feminist, activist, and absolute champion of the DIY spirit when it comes to the music industry. It is Ani DeFranco. I am so in love with Ani DeFranco's latest album that she released earlier this year that it's actually inspired me to go back and re-listen to her early days of music. And we could not get any earlier with that last track. 24 years ago, and no, 34 years ago, in 1990, Ani DeFranco launched a career with an incredibly talented, well put together, self-titled debut album with the opening track, Both Hands. That's what we just featured here on the program. Before Ani DeFranco, it is another new album that is at the top of my charts for this year so far. Laura Jane Grace, the leader of punk band Against Me. She's also a trans activist who pursues her own solo projects. Hole in My Head is the new third solo album, It's a lean, nervy rock album that feels like a glam rock mess David Bowie or Lou Reed would absolutely love, but every now and then there are a few songs that Laura Jane Grace sprinkles into the album that are just these heart-wrenching ballads, and Giving Up the Ghost just happens to be one of those acoustic phenomenons on the new album. Before Laura Jane Grace, it is Heartless Bastards with their song Searching for the Ghost. That's from their 2005 album, All This Time. Speaking of time, let's keep things moving. Oh, I told you this a little earlier, and this is, I'm excited for this. I am excited to share this artist. Maybe you have already heard of her. Maybe I'm late to the party. That's not unusual for me, even though I am a absolute music nerd and dedicated music programmer. But Lava LaRue is her name. When London musician Lava LaRue's makeup artist started drawing a large star on their face before shows and photo shoots in an effort to channel a what they called a lesbian Ziggy Stardust vibe, it didn't take long to build a whole world around this new Starface persona. That was the genesis of their debut album, Starface, a celestial sapphic sci-fi adventure. With those descriptions, don't you want to just dive right in? New music right now from a new artist making their girly so groovy radio debut, Lava LaRue.
Now good enough for now.
Music right there from compelling Montreal roots singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Alison Russell. From her latest album, The Returner, we heard the song Demons. In the middle, it is music from a debut album turning a quarter of a century old this year. Macy Gray, in 1999, launched her debut album on How Life Is, arguably still to date her best album. With that album, she launched her soul revivalist career, stepping onto the scene with that gritty delivery that exists somewhere between Billie Holiday and Tina Turner. From On How Life Is, we heard the opening song, Why Didn't You Call Me? And then before Macy Gray, we started things off with new music from Lava LaRue. Her debut album, Starface, was released earlier this summer in July. We heard the song Better from Lava LaRue. If you are a fan of acts like Macy Gray, I'm getting Alicia Keys vibes from this album, Khalees. If you're a fan of Janelle Monáe or more modern acts like Arlo Parks or Nia Archives, Yaya Bay, you are going to find something you absolutely love on Lava LaRue's debut album, Starface. It's the first time we featured Lava LaRue on Girly So Groovy, and I guarantee you we will be featuring much more from their new debut album here on the program. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of the show, but I just want to remind you, a quick reminder that if you ever miss an episode or would just like to listen again, or just take your time listening, you can do that right now online at mixcloud.com. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy, both ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of the show waiting for you to press play or pause. To the over 2,000 followers that we have on our Mixcloud page, if you are right now listening via Mixcloud, I cannot say thank you enough. There is a whole universe of things to listen to on the internet, and the fact that you found this little mixtape of a show, I cannot say thank you, thank you, thank you enough. Okay, let's wrap up this first hour. Toronto singer-songwriter Cinzia and the Eclipse has definitely caught my ear with her new EP called Springland. As a musician, Cinzia and the Eclipse figure out ways to make indie pop that draws on both folk and soul influences. Right now, it's the song Don't Say a Thing. And I'll do that. Let's dive right into the music. Cinzia and the Eclipse here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm not ready to tell them what you mean.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Music in this second hour on the way from Lily Allen, Tegan and Sarah, Kate LeBond, Portishead, and so much more to round out this episode. But I am so excited to start the second hour. UK critics, darling, singer-songwriter Kate Nash, known for her cheeky lyrics and catchy piano-driven melodies, makes her move to Kill Rock Stars Records to release her new 5th album, 9 Sad Symphonies, an album inspired by vintage Hollywood musicals. We have already featured music from the new album here on Girly So Groovy, and we will continue to do so because it's just so damn catchy. Here is Kate Nash right now here on Girly So Groovy.